One pursuit that never seems to go out of season in Washington is campaign fundraising. Earlier this week, President Bush attended a dinner that raised money for Republican Senate and congressional races. Last night, it was the Democrats' turn. 3,000 people turned out for an evening of soul music at Constitution Hall. The party featured a surprise visit by former President Bill Clinton. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Democratic event wasn't nearly as ambitious as the Republican black tie dinner held across town the night before. Republicans raised $20 million at their event. The Democrats had much lower ticket prices, starting at $100 and no dinner, and brought in $2 million. These days, both parties are demonstrating their determination and their prowess at fundraising, holding events like these in Washington and across the country as they ready for the fight over control of Congress in the 2002 midterm elections. Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe sounded this battle cry last night.
Folks, we're doing what we need to do. The Democratic National Committee is a four-year, full-time, fully functional campaign operation. The days of us just being presidential campaign committees are over. We're out there for you every single day, no matter what that race is going to be.
The program handed out last night listed big contributors, several of which were labor unions, and there were the names of companies that contributed to the event. At least 10 of them, including Anheuser-Busch, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Microsoft, and General Dynamics, were also contributors to this week's Republican fundraiser. Critics of the current way of financing campaigns say that's an example of how corporate money plays too big a role in American politics. The Democratic fundraiser celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Democratic Business Council, which is a collection of corporate and business donors. The scheduled headliner was Senator Joseph Lieberman, but his remarks were overshadowed by the unscheduled appearance by Bill Clinton.
Thank you. Pretty rowdy group tonight. Thank you. I take it that you're still proud to be Democrats.
He urged his audience to be activists and to make sure people know where the party stands on important issues.
And I think it's obvious to everyone that there are deep, honestly held differences between the two parties now. Obvious with a level of clarity that perhaps wasn't there just a few months ago.
The former president did not mention President Bush by name, nor did he directly criticize any of Mr. Bush's policies, only saying that the Democratic Party approach, quote, works better. As he wrapped up, Mr. Clinton also bragged that he, on three occasions, had the opportunity to perform with the group that would take the stage once the speeches were done, the Four Tops. The former president did not bring out his saxophone last night, leaving the music to the professionals. Events like this show that among hardcore Democrats, Bill Clinton is still an extremely popular figure. And with his close friend Terry McAuliffe in charge of the Democratic National Committee, look for him to continue to play a big role in Democratic fundraising activities over the next several years. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.